Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a quarter at 666 and a half, May wheat up 3¾ cents at 686 and a quarter, and May beans up 6¼ cents at 1506 and three quarters. There were no exports announced here this morning. The dollar is up another 33 ticks. So it's trying to rally off of last week's lows a little bit here. Big story probably is the colder, wetter weather in the Midwest. Doesn't look like Kansas got too much rain, but Kansas City wheat was down about 5-6 cents overnight. I think that's a little bit of a mistake. I think the crop ratings are going to take another hit tonight. But the cold, wet weather is now going to kind of change the scenario a little bit. It'll delay planting to some extent. It'll delay germination. But it looks like we warm back up into next week. And next week, it looks like we're in the Midwest anyway. We're back up into the 70s for the most part. We get back to 72 and 73 on Wednesday and Thursday. And another cold snap next week down into the 40s. But doesn't look too bad out here. Typical weather this time of year. The Russians are talking tough on the trade agreement. It looks like a lot of these European countries are trying to keep Ukrainian grain out of their system. They're flooding their markets, and their own farmers are getting upset. So right now, Hungary, Poland, Bulgaria, Slovakia are all banning Ukrainian grain. Romania looks like they'll do it next. This puts the pressure on the Ukrainians to make some kind of deal with the Russians. So maybe the Russians will get some kind of a deal here, but it'll go against what the U.S. is hoping for. It looks like the Russians are getting around some of the sanctions by selling very cheap oil and oil products to the Saudis, and then the Saudis are reselling that at higher prices and pocketing the difference out here. You know, the United States is pretty upset about that. Saudis are supposed to be our allies. Certainly don't act like it in a lot of cases. At any rate, not a whole lot of fresh news. We'll get the crop progress tonight. It should show really good gains on the corn, some gains on the beans. The inspections this morning, they're looking for relatively strong numbers, at least better than they've been in the past couple of weeks. So overall, maybe a kind of a quiet week here. The options go off the board on Friday. So maybe they'll try to get the May corn at six, you know, they'll try to get it at 670 or 680. May wheat, maybe 690, maybe $7. The beans, it'd be a strong push to put it down to $15 to get all the puts and calls to expire worthless there. But we'll see how it goes here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.